Jackson's bodyguards. They saw it all. They heard it all. They know it all.
After her interview with us, Diamond's show went on a spree. For $100,000, they bought an interview with the guards who claimed they'd smuggled boys to Jackson.
Now, the most shocking revelation yet from Michael Jackson's maid.
The show also did a buy-up on a story everybody's been chasing. A Jackson maid who said she'd seen boys abused. That was a bargain, about $25,000. And hard copy was killing a current affair in the ratings. Now it was the cops who were furious. More prime witnesses showing up on tabloid payroll.
Painful secret.
While people often look to the press and the media to criticize it, I think this town has a lot to answer for, whether it be Hollywood or Los Angeles, because this is the monster that's demanding to be fed by the Michael Jackson bazaars, by the movie deals. You know, it all comes into one thing in this town. It doesn't matter if it's money, mayhem, murder, or Michael Jackson. It's all to do with film. It's all to do with the deal.
Being promoted or publicized in magazines and television doesn't really help my business. What helps my business is what I do for people.
Anthony Pelicano's life story was pitched for TV by the creator of Miami Vice, Michael Mann. Alas, that deal fell through, so Pelicano began his own screenplay, a fictional version of his life. In December, Pelicano was let go by the Jackson camp, reportedly for talking too much to the press.
Ernie, is that you?
That's me, Howard.
Let's assume you get to court. You don't really have anything concrete.
I'm really not at liberty right now to tell you what they've
but
got.
But you do believe there's going to be a criminal indictment.
Oh, absolutely. Matter of fact, that's the best thing that can happen right now to Jackson.
Absolutely. You don't want my ratings to go through the roof. I'll talk about it every day.
Pelicano's old enemy, Ernie Rizzo, was also on his way. After the tabloids made him a celebrity, he was hired to work a Madonna case.
Something to think about.
The Kindoys also came back for a curtain call. As they shopped around for a book deal, they announced they had new mystery witnesses. They'd held them back from the DA. Jackson was good for the Enquirer. 12 cover stories in just 6 months. But the Enquirer said no to the biggest buyup, an entrepreneur who claimed he had the police photos of Michael Jackson's penis. The price? $3 million, cash. And Paul Baresi was now up to $30,000 on the Jackson story. Proof that in this market, anyone can make himself a player.
It's not unusual to find a former employer or a friend or even a family member coming forward with a story. But to have someone like me who's completely detached from it all, it's unusual. It's brilliant.
Here they come. Here come the lawyers.
Brilliant was the success of the dad, the screenwriting dentist, who lightened Jackson's pockets by a reported $20 million, enough to finance any three-picture deal. Of course, he and his lawyer dropped the stated goal, to prove the truth about Michael Jackson.
Has Michael Jackson bought your client's silence?
I am not going to have anything to do with talking about the terms of the settlement, and nobody's bought anyone's silence.
Mr. Feldman, is Let's Michael...
Get and what about Jackson himself? Well, $20 million's a lot to pay, sure, but that's the business. When every story is up for auction, the guy with the deepest pockets bids last.
I think the only interview worth having in the world today is a talk with Michael Jackson. It would be worth everything, and every newspaper would put on 200, 300 circulation overnight. Can you imagine what that would be worth?
Immense profit. Everybody wins. Except perhaps for one kid who'll bear the mark of this commerce for life.
It's a weird feeling to think that, well, I didn't cause it, I didn't make it happen, it triggered it. I mean, this is the biggest story of my career to date, and I'm really ashamed of it.
Michael Jackson was everything we wanted him to be.
And what about us? We snapped up every story, every word. Hey, it's great entertainment, except when we want or need to know truly. Jackson got his buy-up, an exclusive. The kid stays out of court. When every story is bought and sold, then tabloid truth is all we have. And we'll never know anything for sure.
There is real fear tonight that the catastrophic publicity of the past 2 weeks will result in the destruction of a $1 billion empire and the ruin of a man. A special report, Michael Jackson, the curtain closes.